Good morning everybody, bonjour à vous tous, buongiorno, buenos días a todos, calimera. Unfortunately, we don't have the translation. Do you have translation? No. English or French?
English.
English? Okay. Thank you very much for coming to this press conference. I am very happy and want to thank the Bulgarian Prime Minister, Mr. Borisov, for this event. It is the policy for Western Balkans is crucial for the European Union, not only because there are two European member states in the Balkans, there are many country candidates as members, full members of the European Union, but first of all because the stability of the Balkans is the stability of the European Union. There are three points illegal immigration. The European Union, through the agreement with Turkey and with the cooperation of the Balkans, West Balkans countries, achieved a good goal against illegal immigration in this corridor. The second point is the engagement against terrorism. There are a lot of foreign fighters coming back to Europe, going back to the Balkans, Kosovo, but not only. We are supporting the Islam in Bosnia and Herzegovina. It's very moderate Islam, in favor of the dialogue with the other religions. But I think that there is a strategy for changing this Islam from a very moderate for a Balkan. The third and the most the crucial point is the growth of this region. I proposed during the summit a package for growth of the Balkans, 10 billion euro for new investments, European investments in this region, infrastructure, motorways, railways, a digital network. I totally support the action of Commissioner Gabriel on the roaming, but also on the digital policy in this region. The European Parliament is strongly engaged. I come from a meeting with the President, Serbian President Vucic. I underline during the meeting with him, I totally agree with the proposal of the European Commission for Serbia, and Montenegro, full members of the European Union before the end of 2025. Of course, we need to respect our rules, we need to work hard during these years, in the next years, also through the support of the European Union. But we need to respect the rules, we need to defend the freedom of the press, we need more transparency, rule of law, but they are in the right direction. I think for this, it is important to work all together in this direction. I'm ready for your questions. Yes.
Светелина Катанска, Българска национална телевизия. Светелина Катанска, Българска национална телевизия. Do you have translation?
No. I think I don't have translation. I check. No translation.
No.
Or in English, or in French, Spanish, and Italian. Next life, I will study Bulgarian.
What is the perspective of the meeting today, and do you have a consensus of about the Balkans?
I think all the leaders are in favor of a strong cooperation with the Balkans, the Western Balkans. Everybody understands the importance of this region, the stability of these regions. We want to be, as European protagonists, in this region, is European region. And there are in this region many states candidate as member, full member of the European Union. We are working hard. We are in favor of investments. We are in favor of cooperation. Of course, we ask good initiative, first of all, rule of law, also peace, better cooperation between the different member states is not easy, but we need to do it.
Please.
Yes, Thomas Miglierina from Swiss Television. Sorry to bring you to Italian politics, but we just saw Prime Minister Gentiloni
said he spent a lot of time talking about Italy and reassuring his colleagues. I was wondering whether you also had to spend a lot of time
talking about Italy between yesterday and this morning.
There is a dialogue between two different parties, Lega and Five Stars. I think we need to look to Italy, but without a program, without the name of the Prime Minister, it's difficult to to have a comment on this. Of course, to leave euro in every country should be a big mistake, not only for euro, first of all for the European citizens living in this country, for the families, and for this is important to follow the situation day by day. It's very, very serious, the situation also. Looking to the stock exchange, looking at the markets. I think we need to respect the rules. It's possible, and we need probably to change the European Union. But to change is not to destroy the European Union.
Last question, then, please.
Bulgarian National Radio, Valeria Nikolova.
Good morning.
Let's go back to Balkan issue. Have in mind that until the end of this year, Macedonia and Albania will receive an invitation for membership talks, as it was in the report of European Commission. Thank you.
But we need to speak with the President of the European Commission, not with me. We need to work hard in the Fyrom in Albania. The dialogue is open, but we need to work a lot. In pole position, as I said, there are Serbia and Montenegro.
Last question, please.
I'm Biljana Matijašević from Daily VST from Montenegro. My question is about Montenegro, of course. What do you think, what is position of Montenegro now due to the recent developments and attack to the journalist? And how do you comment that the new president of Montenegro, former Prime Minister Milo Djukanović, called one media fascist, and how can it contribute to freedom of media in Montenegro? Thank you.
I visited Montenegro 6 or 7 months ago. I think Montenegro is working in the right direction. As in every state, not only candidate, but also in Europe, we need to strengthen the freedom of the press. I said the same in Malta and in Slovakia, for example, after the murder of the two journalists. For this, I am journalist. For this, I am part of this debate. The freedom of the press is crucial everywhere. Then the political dialogue is a political dialogue. But I think it's important, the real freedom of the press, not only in Montenegro, everywhere. Because I'm not a teacher. First of all, I want to look at Malta, I want to look at Slovakia, because after the murder of these two journalists, we need to be very, very serious if you want to send good messages to the other countries or to the countries candidate as full member. But I think freedom of the press is one of the most important point in the dialogue with the state candidate as full member.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, other questions?
The last
question, super last, because I have the family photo.
Thank
I
you.
Love the journalist.
Super last, but I think it's most important. Jana Božinovska,
not difficult,
from,
no?
From Macedonia. I need your opinion, your comment about meetings of two prime ministers. Do you expect something to move forward? Thank you.
But as I said, all the Western Balkans are Europe. But if these countries want to be full members of the European Union, we need to respect our rules. There are countries working hard, very well in the right direction. As I said, Serbia and Montenegro are in pole position in this moment, and we need to work hard in this direction, also in Fyrom and also in other Western Balkans countries. For this, we are not against, we are pushing in this direction. I visited your country 2 years ago when I was Vice President of the European Parliament. We are supporting democracy, rule of law, transparency, freedom of the press. We are against corruption. We need to respect the rules everywhere. For this, we are supporting all the states of the Western Balkans, also your country.
And the name? It is most important.
It's not my job. Huh?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.